Oblation Run,
Fighting Maroons,
Isaw,
Sunken Garden,
Lantern Parade,
Uta,
Puso,
UP.
Pasok na rito.
Tara sa kwentuhang may uta,
kwentuhang may puso.
UP atin to.
Pasok na pasok ka rito sa kwentuhang may utak, kwentuhang may puso. UP, atin to. Magandang araw mga kasali. Ako po si Ryan Malandog.
At ako naman po si DM Rivamonte. Kami po ang inyong makakakwentuhan tuwing alas 10 ng umaga dito sa UP Atin To. Mondays to Fridays po yan mga kasali. Mapapakinggan nyo rin po ang ating programa sa dizup.org at mapapanood din tayo sa facebook.com/dizup1602am.
Ayan, isang mapagpalayang araw DM at sa ating mga kasali. Maraming salamat sa patuloy na pagsali sa ating kwentuhang may utak at puso. Tuloy-tuloy lang ang inyong pagsali sa pamamagitan ng pagkomento ng inyong katanungan, opinion, suwestyon sa comment section ng ating Facebook Live. Bilang pagpapatuloy sa serye ng ating episodyo na nakaangkla sa selebrasyon ng pambansang buwan ng mga kababaihan, sa sentro ang ating kwentuhan sa husay at talino ng mga iska ng bayan sa pagkamit ng kanilang tagumpay. Atin nang itinampok sa ating programa ang mga iska ng bayan na nag-excel sa kani-kanilang larangan. Isa na rito si Dr. Bernadette Madrid na tinanghal bilang Ramon Magsaysay Awardee dahil sa kanyang kontribusyon at advokasya sa child health and protection. Atin din nakakwentuhan ang mga babaeng atleta na sina Antea Gonzalez at Camille Buico na kapwa Rookie of the Year ng UAAP Season 85, Women's Badminton at Women's Swimming. Itinampok din natin sa ang imbensyon na plant-based prosthetic para sa breast cancer survivor na ang isa sa mga inventor nito ay babae at iska na si Emmanuel Pangilinan. Nakakwentuhan din natin ang kauna-unahang UP Diliman USC Counselor na lumad, si Catherine Dallon. Ilan lang ito sa patunay na husay at talino ng ating mga iska ng bayan. Makisali sa ating kwentuhan na pinamagatang babae ako. Women of Excellence.
Tama ka dyan, Ryan. At kaya naman bilang pagpapatuloy ng ating selebrasyon ng buwan ng mga kababaihan ay makakasali natin sa ating kwentuhan si Regina Buco, summa cum laude BS Anthropology graduate ng UP Diliman. Siya rin ay ang kasalukuyang program officer ng Ideals Incorporated. Magandang araw sa iyo, Regina, and happy Women's Month.
Hi everyone, good morning sa inyong lahat. Nakaka-pressure naman yung na-interview bago sa akin.
Ayan, maraming salamat sa pagbibigay oras, Regina, at maraming salamat sa pagbibigay oras sa ating programa. At natutuwa kami na pinagbigyan mo kami sa ating program. Alam namin na nasa Mindanao ka pa, no? At sana makisama ang ating internet connection at very excited kaming makakwentuhan ka bilang iska at paano ka nagtagumpay sa iyong pag-aaral, no, bilang summa cum laude at ngayon ay isang professional na. Siguro simulan natin ang ating kwentuhan. Kasi pinamagatan natin yung segment na to na Women of Excellence, yung Humble Beginnings. Noong bata ka ba, paano sa iyo itinuro ng iyong magulang yung kahalagahan ng edukasyon? Ikaw ba ay achiever na simula pa noong bata ka pa?
This is a good question actually, kasi when I was younger, hindi naman ako super known for being smart actually. My parents made sure naman that I went to a good school, one that really placed premium on excellence in different forms. And nagkaroon din naman ako ng enabling environment. I remember having a tutor at some point during grade school, although hindi ako nag-tutor for long kasi medyo hindi kami nagkasundo sa methods. Like, I would arrive at the correct answers, but hindi sa exact way that she would teach me. So, na-frustrate lang kaming dalawa. But, in general, I think I would really say that hindi ako super libo nung bata ko. I think the main thing talaga that could be relatable to that is that I really loved reading a lot. As in, after dismissal, you'd find me in the library probably.
Nako, magandang kwento yan, no? At mahalaga talaga yung pagbabasa kasi ang dami talagang matututunan, no? At siguro nakakatuwa din, Regina, na mapakinggan na nandun yung support system, nandoon yung mismong pamilya para gumabay sa ating mga sa atin mga bilang mga bata, no, para kahit papaano hindi ganun, I feel na hindi naman ganun yung pressure, no, sa iyo, no, at siguro na enjoy mo naman ang iyong kabataan at at the same time natututo.
I think for sure medyo nerd din ako in a way kasi I remember when I was younger, I would even use the dictionary as like a bedtime story. Pero, hindi ko lang nung pumasok sa isip ko nun. Pero it was a fun way to become sleepy. So, in a way, hindi naman super pressure. Like, my parents were explicitly telling me na, oh, you have to get really good grades. Pero the environment naman, in and of itself, it wasn't super restrictive, pero it allowed me to really be open and explore things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nako, medyo kakaiba 'yun na yung dictionary, no. Kapag ano, kapag gabi, 'di ba? There are times na 'di ba kapag may mga turo sa atin kapag magre-review tayo, ilalagay sa ilalim ng ano ng unan yung reviewer natin or libro para daw maalala yung pinag-aaralan. Pero ayun nga, nakakatuwa na bakit dictionary, no? Siguro nga para mas ma-familiarize siguro, no, sa grammar at mga iba't ibang salita, no.
Ako yun,
feeling ko lang talaga I like reading a lot, parang kung merong mga secret to how I think now, probably reading would be one of the more important factors for it.
Yoko yun, naalala ko kasi noon, nung panahong, nung bata rin ako, yung technique na ginagawa ko yung the night before, doon ako, kunyari may exam kami, doon ako magre-review the night before, kailangan doon ako magfo-focus. Tapos nung siguro after nung siguro mga grade 4, grade 5 ako, narinig ko sa kaklase ko na ano, dapat ano, mas magandang mag-review pagka yung pagkagising mo pa lang sa umaga kasi fresh pa yung mind mo, mas madaling mo ma-absorb yung mga lessons na ma-review ganyan. Eh kaya naman dahil dun, yun na, sabi ko, parang okay yun ah. Di yun yung in-apply ko sa sarili ko. Somehow, gumana siya nung mga unang mga oras. Pero, minsan, late na rin ako nakakatulog. Late na rin ako nagigising. Kaya naman, hindi ko nag-anong nare-review yung mga lessons. Ay, wag nyo kong gagayahin mga kasali. Kailangan mag-review tayo ng... focus lagi tayo sa pagre-review at huwag tayong magpadala sa mga distractions, ganyan-ganyan. So, speaking of kanina, nabanggit mo, Regina, na nandun yung support system ng yung mga magulang sa pag-aaral mo. At sabi mo pa nga, nag-tutor ka rin na one time. Growing up, naramdaman mo ba yung pressure from your family sa school o even sa society na dapat pagkababae maging achiever or maging honor?
When I was growing up, yung school ko kasi was an all-girls school. So, medyo secluded ako when I was younger. And yung ano kasi, parang teachings namin sa school ko, you really have to excel. I think is the mindset that we were being taught hindi lang naman necessarily academics. I also did sports, although I wasn't very good at that. It's more of just doing your best and really learning the most you can from the endeavors you put yourself into. So there's this sense of pressure din, kumbaga. Kasi when I was younger, parang really things were kind of, hindi naman explicitly discouraged, but it was a bit harder to be taken seriously if gusto mo yung mga ganong bagay. So you had to have more serious interest, di ka dapat like naglalaro ng Barbies, and things like those. So yeah, there was definitely this sense of pressure, although hindi lang talaga explicitly stated.
Mm-hmm. Nako, siguro yung follow-up, Regina, no? Dahil nag-aral ka sa all-girls school, no? Pagdating ba sa mga areas kung saan pwedeng mag-excel, may mga limitations din ba? Kasi all-girls siya, no? Eh, of course, may mga babae na gusto ding itry yung sinasabing mga bagay. For example, sports na dominante ng mga lalaki, or yung mga interests or hobbies natin na hindi ganoon masyado pinupuntahan ng mga kababaihan. May mga limitasyon ba pagdating sa mga ganong bagay?
It's good you asked, Ryan, kasi I actually did basketball for
wow.
My sport. So I was in varsity kasi na-inspire ako ng sister ko. I have two sisters. Tres Marias kami. And my second sister did basketball varsity. So, you know, I feel like I could credit it to her for being inspired to pursue the sport. And very noticeable na may backlash from the administration. And I feel like I could be very open about this because even the school recognizes that now, na they're making reforms for the kids now in the school, which is good. But at the time, yung mga short hair, behaving boyishly, or being a tomboy, those were highly discouraged. In fact, you can get major offenses as a student if you would do those things. In fact, someone was kicked out because of their short hair. School namin. So, you know, things like those, parang, it was kind of contradictory. Kasi if you're too feminine, you're thought na hindi ka seseryosohin. Pero if hindi ka feminine enough, hindi ka rin valid. So, you know, on top of growing, having the pressure of needing to excel, doing well in your academics and other pursuits, you also have to conform into this standard of femininity and womanhood na even though all girls na yung setting mo, there's still a right way of being a woman. Not to negate, of course, na feeling ko very enabling environment in school namin because I didn't really have to worry about how I looked or nako-conscious ako na, nandito, you have to act a certain way. Although, very traditional nga yung school namin at the time, even almost like a convent, which is how our joke goes for the school.
Mm-hmm. At sana nga, no, kasi nakita din naman natin yung mga pagbabago ngayon na dapat embrace yung diversity ng pagkababae, no? At siguro yung next na tanong ay hindi naman natin pinagtutunggali yung iba't ibang kasarian, no? Siguro ano-ano yung mga katangian ng babae na nagpapalutang pagdating sa usapin ng academic achievement and excellence? Paano nag-stand out ikaw mismo, no, bilang babae?
I really think it's the need to prove yourself, and it's not just limited to an academic setting. Hindi ko kasi ma-pinpoint when exactly in time when I was growing up when I realized na because I'm a woman, I have to do things twice as hard, work twice as longer as guys would just to be taken seriously. But at some point in time, it kind of clicked na, okay, when I'm in this kind of situation, kailangan ganito ako manamit para sinaseryoso ako, or I have to be more assertive just so people would listen to me and really listen to my ideas, hear out my thoughts, and even have space to excel. So I'm really glad in our specific department sa ANTRA naman, nothing was so explicit na because babae ka, mababa yung tingin sa'yo or anything like that. I think in UP naman in general, no one would dare to be that explicit about their biases as any. But there's still an undercurrent of this feeling that you would really know except if you're a woman na may pressure for you to really just prove yourself na you're worthy to be on the table you're sitting at in the room you stand in just for people to listen to you.
Kaya mahalaga talaga, no? Kaya pinupunto natin yung kahalagahan ng pagtatalakay ng mga issue ng kababaihan sa pamamagitan din ng Women's Month, no? Kasi hindi nga lang dapat buwan, eh. Dapat, sabi nga ng ating mga kasamahan, no? Dapat araw-araw sineselebrate ang pagkababae, no? At dapat tinitingnan yung kalakasan, no, ng mismong mga kababaihan, ano, at alam naman natin ang daming mga babaeng nag-excel, pero we have to understand yung realities na nananatili pa rin yung iba't ibang challenges sa estado ng ating mga kababaihan.
Yeah, I have to really agree there. Parang there's a lot of historical context na later on or in our modern times lang nadi-discover na si ganito pala, he was really supported by the women in his life, that's why he was able to excel. And those women had similar passions, but ultimately, they had to step out of the limelight para mas ma-focus instead yung attention to the man and the story. So medyo side konto lang yun. But yeah.
Ayun, Regina, nabanggit nga natin kanina yung mga challenges na kinakaharap ng mga kababaihan sa eskwelahan, sa ating society. Ano pa ba? May mga nabanggit ka na rin kanina na iba tungkol dito. Ano pa nga ba yung iba pang mga challenges bilang babae pagdating sa pag-aaral at sa eskwelahan?
Something that sticks to mind is kunwari sa school, there were certain things we couldn't do kasi it wasn't ladylike. Bawal ka mag-cross ng legs mo or bawal ka dumikwatro, if you guys are familiar sa term. Kasi nga daw, it's inviting people to be perverts. Pala nun mo pa. Basta sila. Or, for example, you have your period and you have really bad cramps. I don't know na now, but at the time, you just kind of had to grip through the pain na, okay, you're almost feeling like you're dying na. Parang gusto nang mag-riot ng katawan mo. And you're in a lot of pain in general, but you just kind of have to bear through it throughout the day because hindi siya accepted na medical excuse or that you're not really sick, you're just taking it or nagiinarte ka lang. A lot of times also, when you have valid emotions naman, even as a student, for example, you're frustrated or you're annoyed, or even in university, when you're trying to get things organized na, some people would just think you're being bossy or masyado kang, you're coming on too strong and intimidating the people around you. It's frustrating, and it's kind of why the defense mechanism ko is to be kind of mild. Like, hindi kasi ako intimidating when you meet me in person. So, it's kind of my default mode kasi otherwise, people just think you're too much. And it's frustrating because no one really takes you seriously or takes you into account anymore when they think you're too much to handle, masyado ka nang frustrating to be around. So you kind of parang lessen the space you take up just for people to make room for you in the first place.
Kaya ano no, I feel the frustration din Regina no. Kaya sana mas ma-establish natin yung safe space para sa lahat. Hindi lang sa kababaihan, bagkus sa ibang iba't ibang gender mismo no. At maganda na pinunto mo yung na holistic, hindi lang from emotion at yung mismong physical din na mga actions bilang babae. Ito yung mga challenges na patuloy na lumulutang at nandiyan no, isa sa mga challenges bilang babae no. Siguro yung tutunguhin natin no, dahil pinag-uusapan natin sa part na ito yung pagsisimula, yung kahalagahan ng edukasyon, yung mga challenges. Tungo naman tayo kasi kahit paano napapapiyawan na natin yung mismong experience bilang iska, bilang taga-UP no. Sa pagpili ba ng university, bakit UP Diliman yung pinili mo? Maari mo bang ikwento ang yung journey sa UP?
Okay, sure Ryan. Oh, but if it's okay, I'd like to backtrack a bit. May naalala kasi akong I'd like to share.
Sure, sure.
My current work din here kasi I'm in Mindanao for context. I'm doing field work a lot as a program officer ng NGO naman. And we encounter a lot of kids in their really far-flung areas na hindi makapag-aral due to a lot of circumstances. And then ma-realize mo, for young girls especially, double pa yung pressure because a lot of them need to drop out of school if they get engaged early or teenage pregnancies or even things such as household responsibilities. So, hindi na nga sila, in general, afforded the right to education. It's doubled pa by the double standards women have to bear as early as their childhood. So, I just wanted to take the time then to share that insight I've been able to get na rin during my time here. And then now, siguro to answer your question about my UP journey, it's very interesting kasi when I was younger, I actually really wanted to take up archaeology. So the mainstream knowledge about archaeology is mainly Indiana Jones, all her Lara Croft and all of that. But in the Philippines kasi wala tayong undergraduate course for archaeology. So the best path I saw was taking up anthropology. And very few universities in the country offer that, actually. So the most feasible one for me to take up was through UP Diliman. Kasi feeling ko at the time, hindi rin papayag yung parents ko if mag-move ako to Visayas or Mindanao on my own. And I really, my mindset at the time was really like UP or nothing. I mean, I studied for the sets ng ibang universities. But ultimately, I was really thinking na, I don't know how life will proceed if I don't pass the UP. So, I'm very fortunate na very enabling yung family ko and even my batchmates at the time kasi we were all under a lot of pressure coming first batch of K-12. So, at the time, everyone was feeling a lot of fear and really just anxiety over the future and how college would look like for us as first batch of K-12 graduates. And I remember just staying up until 1 a.m., 2 a.m. at a cafe near our school and my house. Tapos I would be studying with a couple of my friends who are also now UP students about to graduate. They're RC majors. So I think it was just like a lot of pressure during that time na super kabado ako if papasa ako. UP, umiyak talaga ako like straight up sa friends ko. And that was the time na pinakamatagal pa lumabas yung UP UPCAT results. As in, lahat na ng schools lalabas yung results ng application process na, entrance test nila and UP still hasn't released theirs. I almost enrolled in a different university. But I'm ultimately glad na nakapasa nga ako and was able to choose my dream course and my dream school.
Ayan, no? At siguro yung mga kasali natin, nakaka-relate sila sa experience mo. At yung pagka, nung narinig natin o narinig ko mismo na isa ka sa mga ano, part ng first batch ng K-12, no? Grabe, DM, grabe din yung experience ng batch nila. Kasi kung titingnan natin, first batch ng K-12, tapos nagkaroon pa ng pandemic. No? So parang ang dami, grabe yung experience as a student. Pero pupuntahan natin yung pa lang ng ating kwentuhan yan. Siguro mag-fast break muna tayo, mga kasali, sa ating pagbabalik. Ipagpapatuloy natin ang kwentuhan na pinamagatang Babae Ako, Women of Excellence.
Kaya naman huwag bibitiw, mga kasali, magbabalik po ang kwentuhang may utak at kwentuhang may puso. UP Atin To, dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Pasok ka rito!
Tara sa kwentuhang may utak.
Kwentuhang may puso.
UP Atin To!
Pasok ka pa rin dito sa kwentuhang may utak, kwentuhang may puso. Nagbabalik ang UP Atin To. Ako po muli si Ryan Malandog. Mga kasali, salamat sa patuloy na pagsali sa ating kwentuhang may utak at puso.
At ako naman po si DM Rivamonte. Mapapakinggan niyo po ang ating programa sa DZUP.org at mapapanood din po tayo sa facebook.com/DZUP1602AM. Ang DZUP po ay miyembro ng mga kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas o KBP.
At ngayong umaga, kasali sa ating kwentuhan si Regina Buko, summa cum laude, BS Anthropology graduate ng UP Diliman. Bati ka muli, Regina, sa ating mga kasali.
Hi everyone, hope you're still tuning in.
Ayan, at kanina nga ay pinag-usapan natin yung unang bahagi ng ating kwentuhan, no, yung journey mo bilang scholar ng bayan at yung simula ng iyong pag-aaral, yung kahalagahan ng edukasyon at yung mga hamon bilang babae. Siguro magtungo na tayo sa ikalawang bahagi ng ating kwentuhan, DM.
Ayan, Ryan, Regina, bilang iska ng bayan, Regina, mas mataas ba yung pressure na mag-excel sa kurso or program na pinili mo?
I'd have to say yes, kasi some people, they get pressured by their parents to pick a specific course na ganito dapat pass mo, ganyan ka dapat. But for my family, my sisters and I were given the freedom to choose the path we wanted as long as kaya namin siyang panindigan. So yun lang talaga yung general thoughts ng parents namin na you can really do anything, be anything you want as long as at the end of the day, yung decision na yan, kayo mong persige, and like, just really work hard to achieve things that will make you excel in that field. So, within Anthro din kasi, I don't know if thing pa rin siya for UP students now, but when I was a freshman, there's this notion na may quota courses, and Anthro isn't one of them kasi. So, when I was mingling with other freshies at the time, there was this feeling na, wala namang ano yung course mo. Like, yeah, you're in UP, but, you know, you're not in the hardest courses. So, there was this sort of parang pipe in me na, okay, I'm gonna excel anyway, kahit na sinasabi mong hindi mahirap yung course ko. Because there's merit to each discipline being taken up by the students within the university. And I hope na hindi there will come a time that there certain fields aren't put above the rest, such as STEM or even certain disciplines like being a lawyer, doctor, CPA or such. Because if everyone was taking up those courses, I think lots of essential work within society will be left unfulfilled. And I'm proud to say that I really believe that anthropology fills in a great need in society, especially the need to be introspective and recognize ano ba talaga yung ginagawa natin as humans?
Ayan, so Regina, na nabanggit mo nga kanina yung sa anthropology na yan, eh talagang parang pinapakinggan ko pa lang kung ano yung mga ginagawa mo, eh talagang parang napaka-hectic, napaka-sinsin ng mga dapat mga detaling kailangan mong alamin. Eh kumusta naman yung social life mo? Paano mo kasi tayo kailangan natin talaga ng work-life balance, o kaya anong nasa school ka, eh yung school life balance, eh paano mo minamanage yung mga ACADS mo noon, yung mga extracurricular activities sa yung mga orgs na sinasalihan mo, saka yung social life mo?
I was fortunate enough na payagan mag-dorm during the time na may face-to-face classes pa. So hindi naman malayo yung house naman, but the traffic, it was really, really congested. So, you know, that note, I do support the note to GP can, GP phase out. Anyway, I think that, super cliche na to, but time management really helped a ton. Ano naman, I think that I had a rich social life and I have friends from university that I'm still very much in touch with kahit graduate na ako. I had six orgs, if I'm not mistaken. Six orgs and or affiliations. And I had time naman to date every now and then. So, you know, there was a lot to juggle. And of course, I had to keep in touch with my family kahit nagdo-dorm ako and so on. But I think seeing everything laid out, like, as in yung nakikita mo lang talaga, ano yung dinideal with mo, ano yung requirements mo, ano yung due date mo, anong commitments meron ka, may meeting ka ba dito, meron ka bang kailangang friend na kamustahin, and so on. Just laid out on one sheet or just a page, I think it really helps a ton. Kasi dun mo ma-estimate, okay, this is the time I need to put, this is the effort I need to make, and this is just the general commitment I have for the day, for the week, for the month. So,
Nako, nakita natin, DM, no, yung nandoon yung time management, yung commitment at discipline, no, para ma-meet yung mga pangangailangan. Kasi hearing na merong anim na orgs, no, so parang ha? So parang ang dami-dami naman noon, so parang grabe yung energy, no, pero ayun yung time management mismo at masinsin na minamanage yung oras, no. At siguro kanina, Regina, no, yung bago na tayo mag-break, sinabi ko kanina na yung batch ninyo, grabe din yung challenges pagdating sa educational setup, 'di ba? So first batch ng K-12, tapos yung batch nyo din nagkaroon din ng pandemya. Paano binago ng pandemic yung pagtingin mo o paraan mo ng pag-aaral? Ano-ano yung mga adjustment, challenges, at paano mo ito napagtagumpayan? Kasi nakita natin, no, ang daming adjustment sa batch ninyo, no? At ikaw mismo mula sa all-girls na school, puntang UP, tapos K-12, tapos ito, pandemya.
Yeah, lots of adjustments to go around, actually. As in, the moment I entered UP pa lang, I figured, okay, this is a completely new world na na-expose ako to from my 13 years sa alma mater ko. And then the pandemic happened, and it really made me realize how much learning, especially for me, was happening beyond the classroom. Because I was so active within UP spaces, I figured out na, okay, I'm actually incorporating the things I learned from my org, from my commitment, from my friends, and the people I met around the university. Na-incorporate ko siya to how I studied, how I learned my lessons in anthropology. Parang, it really was a good dynamic for me to be so active in spaces beyond the academe, because it allowed me the privilege to see things, the theories we learned, unveil in front of my eyes in real time and in real life. And during the pandemic naman, it was so difficult because I think na even achievers such as myself, we really struggle a lot, and mental health is a really tough situation I had to deal with. Stressy pa lang ako, even beyond, before UP, I was already battling a lot of mental health concerns. And nung pandemic time, so sobrang nahirapan ako. As a very social person, it was really tough for me to just remain in enclosed spaces and adjust to having from a lot of social interactions, which were also draining but invigorating in a way, to remaining at home for months and years. Sobrang nag-spiral yung mental health ko. And my closest friends would know at the time, sobrang nahirapan ako. I even went back to therapy. I had to take up meds again to regain some mental equilibrium. And super tough times talaga. But the responsibilities I had with the pandemic started, and as it went on, it helped me also ground myself na, okay, I'm having a really, really tough time during this pandemic. But at the same time, it gave me perspective that aside from my own struggles, there are things that are going on beyond in the world outside home. And I have the energy that I really need to use aside from self-loathing and internal monologue. So, ayun, I just dedicated a lot of effort into working on things beyond myself, pursuing activism even, kasi I headed our political party sa college, and just generally slogging through life. Like, I just don't know what else to say except some days you just have to go through it. They're awful, and nothing you do can make them better because they're just bad days, but you have to go through them anyway. And awan ko, I mean, so far I've gone through 100% of my bad days and gone through, and I'm now here, and I think everyone else listening and has gone through all of their bad days, not unscathed, but you know, surviving, and hopefully we get to thrive.
Nako, ang daming challenges talaga, no, at lagi't-lagi siguro na magpapatuloy, at nakita natin, no, nandun pa rin yung sense of community aside from, yes, may mga pinagdadaanan tayo na personal, pero nandoon pa rin yung puso, ang utak at puso sa komunidad. At siguro yung next na question, Regina, no, since pinag-uusapan na pa rin natin yung college life mo, simula ba nung nag-university life ka, yung goal mo ba magkaroon ng Latin honor, at ano yung naramdaman mo nang matanggap mo yung balitang summa cum laude ka?
I don't think na surprised to those who know me, but yes, I really aimed for Latin honors the moment I stepped in UP. Of course, at the time, it was more of like, oh, I hope I graduate with Latin honors. Hopefully, summa. Ganon. Ganon yung mindset ko. I didn't really know it was possible until third year. And then I kind of looked at my grades and I figured, oh, okay, I'm doing relatively well. It was just kind of a hope at that point in time. And then it kind of became more tangible at that point onward na, okay, sige, I'll make a more focused and parang determined effort na, this is possible, so I'll try to achieve it. So, I mean, especially in my final year, I was in a different country because at the time I was visiting my mom who couldn't go home because of the pandemic because she works abroad in OFW. And so on top of all of my commitments, I also had 21 units, my last sem. And I was studying from a different time zone. So I remember having an 8:30 a.m. class and waking up 4:30 a.m. So it was just a general tough semester pa in my last sem. But the moment I got my grade and one of the classes I was really dreading, kasi my grades were coming in na when we finished the sem. And there was just this particular class I was really worried about. Possibly not doing so well, not failing naman, but just not reaching my useful standards. And the moment I got my grade for that class, I was pleasantly surprised, and I think relatively assured na okay, I think papasa ako for the qualifications for SUMA. And when it was actually confirmed by the university, I was really happy, shocked. I think anyone would be, kasi especially if it's your dream school and course. I also felt at peace na, okay, my efforts from the past years are bearing fruit, and that gave me a sense of contentment, but also ultimately stress. Kasi imposter syndrome is really, really loud in my head, and I think it's quite common for women especially. So I immediately worried, like that cocktail of emotions now. Okay, I have achieved something I've dreamt for years now, and it's an amazing accomplishment. But also now I'm worried, what will people think? What will people say? And for our batch pana, super damning graduate SUMA, which I'm incredibly happy about, and honestly very honored to be part of this amazing group of people. It was just so scary to go through all of those emotions and thoughts all at the same time, especially when people were going out and saying, you know, pandemic, people were given good grades because lenient yung professors, and so on. But I'm fortunate enough to have a very good friend in Antro who also graduated at SUMA. And we were talking together, and we were telling each other reassurances. And in fact, I remember her telling me na this won't like last forever naman, like the attention we were getting at the time. Kasi sobrang overwhelming, especially nung lumabas yung album ng UP sa Facebook. I was getting so many messages from people I didn't know. And wala lang, I think she just told me to absorb the moment we worked so hard for the past years. Recognize it's just temporary, but ultimately another chapter in our lives na I hope we will be glad to look back on. So really, really just an emotional time in life then, feeling ko.
Nako, congratulations. Ang daan, napakahaba ng napakadami ng mga pinagdaanan mo, at talagang nakarelate din naman lahat, karamihan siguro na ating mga kasaling nakikinig ngayon. Dahil maraming ang mindset nila ng college kahit ano lang, basta makagraduate lang. Pero nung nakita natin, ikaw na, nung nakita mo na ando na, kumbaga kaya mong mag-SUMA cum laude, talagang pinush natin yung goal na yun. And congratulations sa yung achievement na iyon. Tumako naman tayo sa tanong na ito, Regina. Bilang iska ng bayan, anong itinuro sa'yo ng UP bilang isang babae? At ano-ano ang mga learnings at realizations mo dito?
It's something that really stuck to me, especially I took on a lot of leadership positions within the university, was no matter how hard you try to be excellent and to prove yourself, some people really look down on you for having traditionally feminine characteristics. For a time kasi, I really hated that part of myself na sobrang girly ko, very like soft-spoken, and just generally unassuming to look at. It really caused a lot of internalized misogyny, but I'm incredibly glad I learned to grow out of it, and I'm very thankful sa enabling environment within the university that helped me be proud of my identity as a woman and embrace the challenges and even responsibilities that came with it.
Nako, napakagandang mensahe, Regina, no, na siguro bukod sa pagiging SUMA cum laude, gusto kong i-congratulate ka for embracing your true identity as a woman, no. Magandang itinuro ito ng ating universidad. Siguro dahil kaunti lang yung oras natin bilang panghuli, ano ang ating mensahe sa ating kapwa babae ngayong ipinagdiriwang natin yung pambansang buwan ng kababaihan?
To my fellow women, please don't be scared to put yourself out there and to take space every time and anytime. Blatantly or not, kasi a lot of people are still uncomfortable and even dislike the idea of women doing well on their own merit.
Ayan, maraming salamat, Regina. Ayan, maraming salamat, Regina. Ayan, meron pa bang ihahabol, Regina?
Ayan, sorry, my connection I think is lagging a bit sa dulong part pa. But yeah, ayan, really just my last thoughts on this is just, I hope the people who are listening here, if they're Roman or not, sana encourage nila yung sarili nila and the people around them to do their best and the endeavors they have, because we should be pursuing to be the best versions of ourselves rather than competing and pulling each other down. So we get the best versions of ourselves kasi tayo, we have a better community and a more positive and optimistic one that's hopefully capable of nurturing our needs and wants. So yun lang naman. Thanks for having me here.
Ayan, maraming salamat, Regina. Very well said at congratulations. At we are looking forward sa mga future endeavor mo, no, na magtagumpay sa iyong mga pangarap bilang babae at bahagi ng ating lipunan at maligayang buwan ng kababaihan. Maraming salamat sa iyong pagbibigay oras sa ating programa.
Mga kasali, sana po ay marami kayong natutunan at napulot na aral sa ating kwentuhan ngayong araw. Para po sa mas maraming kwentuhang may utak at puso, hindi lang tungkol sa ating university, pati na rin sa iba pang mga issues, stay connected po sa ating DZUP channels. You can follow us on facebook.com/DZUP1602AM. At if you want to get connected sa ating news and updates, you can follow us on facebook.com/DZUPBalita. At nasa Twitter din po kami at Instagram with the same handles. Ako naman po si DM Rivamonte. Magandang araw mga kasali at Happy Women's Month.
At ako naman si Ryan Malandog, hanggang sa susunod na kwentuhang may utak, kwentuhang may puso. Dito lang yan sa UP Atin To, sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Kwentuhang may utak,
kwentuhang may puso.
UP Atin To, Lunes hanggang Biyernes sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.